Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. We have a great message for you to get to know God better. And for anybody who has joined us this meeting as a from an archive source, we want you to understand we're a live teleconference call. That means people will be calling in from various places. And anytime, digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us live, our meetings are held each Monday and Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-POUND. You can also find out more about Freedom's Way and ways to support this ministry on our website, Freedoms with an S, Freedom's Way Ministries. Ministries is plural, MINISTRIES.com. So if you would like to say hello before we get started, now's a good time to do that.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Who else would like to say hello?
Hi, Ms. Vicki. Hi. I made it too. Hello, hello.
Hey, Mitch.
Hello. That's Phil.
Hello there.
Hello, dear.
Who is that that said hello? I got Mitch.
Faith from the Northwest saying hi.
Faith. Hello.
Hello, it's Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hello from Steve and Cindy.
Thank you for joining us. We're having some chilly weather down here. I know it must be really cold for you guys.
Oh, we're in the 40s. That's very warm for us.
We'll be in
no
the 40s
snow
tonight.
And no snow, which is even more glorious.
Wow. Well, Lord, I don't know how you made that happen, but I'm sure they're glad for the break.
Amen.
Who else? Anybody else would like to say hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Claudia.
Hi, Bear. Getting cold outside.
Yeah. It seems so. It truly does.
It is, yeah.
Even in sunny Florida.
I know, that's what you said.
All righty then. We still have a couple minutes if anybody else wants to announce yourself before I mute your telephones. It's been a good day. It was a nice, beautiful, sunny day. I think it got up to 64 or 5 or something around there. But now it's dropping, so got the fire in the fireplace.
Oh, that's good. You have a fireplace. Yeah.
It was a little cool going to work on the motorcycle, but it still felt fantastic.
I bet it was a little cool.
I still got to ride that motorcycle, though.
It sounds like fun.
Hi, it's Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
All right. Anybody else before I mute your phone? Okay. I'm going to mute your phone, and Pastor Phil will explain who we are.
Good evening and welcome. We are glad you are here, and you will be glad because you will be blessed. So it's a blessing to have you, and you will receive a blessing as well. Hallelujah. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom Sway Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ, and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority. And anything we can do in that area to help you get all of the blessings that you have coming to you in the kingdom, we are glad to help. And these teachings are instrumental in helping us grow in Christ and reflect his glory. So hallelujah. Welcome again. We have a very powerful teaching tonight. I'm going to pray us in and get started. Amen. Praise the living God. You guys, you are so good, and we thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. I thank you that we have made it through this day, Lord, that you have so many great things in front of us. And, Lord, thank you that you're changing our perspective, that we can see greatness where we couldn't see it before because you are in everything. And we give you honor and glory for that. And we thank you for your word coming forth tonight. We thank you that it will help us grow. It will empower us in your kingdom. And it will be a blessing, so we can be a blessing. So, Lord, again, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would try to distort, distract, blunt this message in any way. And again, I say, Holy Spirit, you have your way with us tonight. We give you all the honor and all the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear. Tonight we're going to look at the Lord our provider, Jehovah Jireh. In our study of a few of the common redemptive names of God, we've discovered, or maybe rediscovered with a greater understanding, many different aspects of God's nature. This helps us all to know him better and realize the benefits of knowing him better. A deeper relationship with the Lord should be the goal of every Christian. Our focus should not center in what we can do or are doing, not in what church doctrine has bound us to, and not in what our own sense of self desires. I hope you heard that. Our focus should be on the Lord himself. And as we get to know him better in the many names he's given himself, our relationship deepens. So far, we've looked at Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, the Ruach Kodesh.
Ruach HaKodesh.
Thank you. The Holy Spirit that enables holiness, and Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present, and Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our victory. So now we're going to explore Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. This name literally translates, God will see to it. What an all-encompassing statement of the Lord's willingness to meet our every need, to see us through every challenge and difficulty, and to give whatever is needed in our lives along the way. So much can be said about Jehovah Jireh that it would be virtually impossible to cover the scope of this aspect of God's nature in just a short time. And that really could likely be said about every one of the names of God. But we're going to do our best to hit the high points, so to speak. Otherwise, this series would continue till Jesus comes back.
Yahweh Jireh, or Jehovah Jireh, in a modern English usage, is the first of God's redemptive names by which he introduces himself to his people. This mention occurred when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, the child of promise. Abraham's obedience and faith led to his introduction to God as Jehovah Jireh. Although you've all heard this account and read it and maybe even studied it, we're going to go there again. The word is alive, and so let it come alive in you now as you hear it with deeper understanding. And we're going to be in Genesis 22, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and will come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
The very first verse seems a contradiction to that verse in James, which tells us God does not tempt man with evil. It seems that killing your own child would be evil, right? But in reading on, we find that this test was not an evil one to cause Abraham to become a murderer, but one in which God could prove to Abraham himself just how much he trusted the Lord to provide. Now, Isaac knew he was going with his father to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. He carried the wood for the fire himself while his father held the fire in his hand and a knife. And this boy must have been a little confused about what was going on since they took no animal with them for the sacrifice. He asked his father about that. And Abraham's answer invited God's provision in a simple confession of faith. Genesis 22, verse 8. Remember, Isaac has just said, Where is the lamb? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. Abraham knew Jehovah would provide because of God's promise to him when God changed Abram's name. Abraham means father of many nations. And since God's promise had been that Isaac was the child of promise, it's going to come through Isaac. Isaac had the seed of the promise. From Isaac would come the many nations. So it was evident to Abraham that God had a plan. In Genesis 21, verses 5 through 12, and Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children thought? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Pardon me. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in your sight, because of the lad, and because of your bondwoman. In all that Sarah has said to you, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall your seed be called.
Abraham may even have realized that he was being tested. We don't know, but we do know that Abraham expected God to provide the animal for the offering. He expected to return with his son to his waiting servants because he told them that he and the boy would come again to you. He knew the promise was true, that God is faithful, and that even though it was a seemingly impossible thing, even if he killed his son, God would raise Isaac again. Otherwise, the promise would be broken. Breaking a promise is something God cannot do. Hebrews 11, 17 through 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. So father and son made the trek up the mountain to worship. They were there to make an offering of animal sacrifice to the Lord. Abraham built an altar and placed the wood, so they had no animal to offer. Isaac was probably really worried now, especially as his father bound him and laid him on the prepared altar of sacrifice. Yet Isaac apparently was also obedient to his father, as Scripture doesn't say he resisted in any way. Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 and 10. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. The faithful obedience of Abraham toward his father God was mirrored in the faithful obedience of Isaac toward his father Abraham. What must have gone through this boy's mind as he saw his father raise the knife against him? Did he have fear of his father or trust in him? What might we be feeling in a similar situation? But God. Genesis 22:11-13. And the angel of the Lord called him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not your hand upon the lad, nor do anything unto him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son.
God will see to it. God will see to it. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, revealed a ram for the offering caught in the thicket. The ram became the sacrifice rather than Isaac. The ram was God's provision. Consider this for a moment, if you will. If you think about it, it's evident that the ram was there all along. When an animal is trapped, what does it do? It bites to free itself. These are not small animals either, who can wiggle their way out of entanglement with just a little rustling of underbrush. I can imagine this ram thrashing about, struggling and snorting, if rams snort, or sounding a distress call. I can imagine that he did that for quite some time before becoming so still and resigned as not to even be noticed. Abraham and Isaac took some time, I'm sure, to prepare the altar. They were setting the stones and arranging the wood, and then Abraham bound Isaac. He probably had a talk with his son before placing the cords around him, too. In all this time, the ram was quiet, and neither of them noticed the animal was there. The ram went unseen until Jehovah Jireh stepped into the picture. The Lord, our provider, spoke to Abraham from heaven and saved Isaac from certain death. Wow. Genesis 22:14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Yes, in the mount of the Lord, it will be seen. Our provision will be seen as we wait on the Lord, following his direction to us without questioning it. Obedience and faithfulness are keys to unlocking God's provision. Yes, Jehovah will see to it. Whatever we need, he will see to it. When we worship him by recognizing him as our provider and our provision. When Abraham told Isaac the Lord will provide himself a lamb, it was a prophetic picture of Jesus as the sacrifice, becoming the provision for whatever we need. You know, this applies to all our needs, even the need for children, to have children.
Think of Hannah and her story in the book of Samuel. We read about another who gave up a son to the Lord. Hannah was a barren woman, and she asked the Lord for a son, vowing to lend him to the Lord for all his life. So let's read that in 1 Samuel chapter 1:1-11. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. Okay, we'll move on.
That guy.
Lord, the priests of the Lord were there, and when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why do you weep, and why do you not eat, and why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she bowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me, and not forget your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall be no razor come upon his head.
Wow. Eli the priest saw Hannah praying and weeping and thought she was drunk, because he saw her lips move but heard nothing. Hannah explained her sorrow of heart, and the priest blessed her. The blessing gave her hope, and she left without sadness. This is verses 12 through 18. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. He was watching. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long will you be drunken? Put away your wine from you. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not your handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. And she said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. The Lord then opened Hannah's womb, and Hannah was faithful to her word. God provided the answer to Hannah's petition, and Samuel was born. Hannah kept her vow to the Lord. She took her son to live with Eli the priest as soon as he was weaned.
1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 20 to 28. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. Then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Hannah, her husband, said unto her, and Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seems you good. Tarry until you have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by you praying, here praying unto the Lord, for this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there.
Hallelujah, Lord. What we give to the Lord, he returns to us in amazing ways, in both the natural realm and in the spirit. Hannah was further blessed with 3 other sons and 2 daughters. Hannah knew her God. She knew that Jehovah Jireh would honor her when she honored him. As for Samuel, this same Samuel, who was birthed by Hannah and lent to the Lord in payment of her vow, was one of the major prophets whose combined prophecies brought the Christ into existence. He is the one who anointed both King Saul, Israel's first king, and King David, the nation's greatest king and forerunner of Jesus. Whatever the need, God is our provider, and he himself has become our provision.
Yet another description of Jehovah Jireh that encompasses the magnanimity of God's provision is found in the story of the tribe of Dan and their search for an inheritance. They needed a land in which to live. 5 men were sent to spy out the country round about, and they found a priest to inquire of the Lord. That says actually a priest to inquire of God. Aren't you glad we can now go directly to God ourselves? Thank you, Jesus. Concerning the success of their venture, they were encouraged by the priest to proceed. After checking it out, they returned to gather the troops, so they could take what God had already given them, a provision that lacked nothing on earth. Judges 18:1-10. In those days there was no king in Israel. In those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coast, men of valor from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, go, search the land. Who, when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite. And they turned in there and said unto him, who brought you here? And what do you do here in this place? And what do you have here? And he said unto them, thus and thus deals Micah with me, and has hired me, and I am his priest. And they said unto him, ask counsel, we pray you, of God, that we may know whether our way, which we shall go, be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, go in peace, before the Lord is your way wherein you go. Then the 5 men departed and came to Laish, and they saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Sidonians and had no business with any man. And they came unto their brethren to Zorah and Eshtaol. And their brethren said unto them, what do you say? And they said, arise, that we may go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter and possess the land. When you go, you shall come unto a people secure and to a large land, for God has given it unto your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is on the earth. Imagine being given a land that produced everything you could possibly think of. Plenty of fresh water, all sorts of animals, pasture land, mountains, seacoast, flowering trees and plants of every kind. God offers that land to each of us. All we have to do is go in to possess it. The land had the tribe of Dan's name on it. It was held in reserve for them. It was their inheritance. We too have an inheritance that is far beyond our expectations and imaginations. Sometimes we only need a little encouragement from those around us to see what is already before us. God has given it before we have the courage to believe, to lay hold on it. 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Our God, Jehovah Yireh, goes before us, preparing the way with goodness and mercy. He provides himself to meet every need and answer the sorrow of our hearts with gladness. The account of Abraham and Isaac points out the importance of obedience to God. The story of Hannah shows us he responds to us as we worship him in sacrificial ways. In Dan, we see our need to seek his word and not only to trust his promises, but to act on them. When we come to God as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, we must bring him something he can respond to. How can we expect God to show himself as Jehovah Jireh if we are disobedient, self-centered, or fearful?
How indeed. I just want to also just reiterate a couple of things that Bill just said here, because they're so valuable, and I don't want you to miss this. It has to do with the inheritance. The land had Dan's name. God had already given it. God has given what we need before we have the courage or belief to lay hold on it. Think about that. Think about that. We have to bring him something he can respond to. The Lord, our provider, does not respond to begging prayers that border on accusation and are steeped in misery and despair. When things are their worst, we must be worshipful. Our desperation must cry out in humility. Yes, are we sorrowful? Sometimes, yes, but we must be humble in that. Humility and not miserable accusations. Many people have a tendency to petition God for something as if he's withholding from them. They're not acquainted with Jehovah Jireh. And as we pointed out before, the God you perceive is the God you will experience. He will not see to it when we've already decided he doesn't want to or hasn't done it before. I guess he doesn't want me to have this. Neither does the Lord our provider respond to grumbling and mumbling and discontent. Years ago, and I will never forget this. Some of you have heard this story. When CDs were popular and Freedom's Way had its messages on CD, we would send out the word to people who call for help with some spiritual issue or another. One lady told me she didn't have a CD player, so it couldn't help her. So the ministry sent her the CDs and $20, which was enough to go to Walmart, buy a CD player. I mean, they were literally a dime a dozen back then. Everybody had them. And later she called. She still had the same problem. I asked if she had listened to what we sent, and she told me no, that we hadn't sent her enough money to get a Bose, and that's what she had asked God for. Her conclusion was that God didn't really care about her, so she didn't get anything at all. She was going to wait so she could have what she wanted. I was stunned at her ingratitude and her accusation of God. And needless to say, she didn't want anything to do with God or Freedom's Way or anything else. This woman was apparently content to stay in her self-focused misery, and Jehovah Jireh could not respond to her. The Lord, our provider, is always at work, preparing what we need, making a way even when it seems impossible. When we speak that it is impossible, it will generally stay that way. When we speak that we serve the God of the impossible, and he knows how to overcome and break through hindrances, that's when the Lord, our provider, will see to it. When we take positive action rather than remaining in negative passivity, that's when the Lord, our provider, will see to it. When we seek him, worship him, yield to him, sacrifice to him, obey him, and honor him, that's when he reveals himself in this aspect of his character. Who is like the Lord? There is no one. And we pulled those words out of what I just read to give you scriptural evidence.
Amen. Who is like the Lord? There is no one.
Who is like the Lord? He is strong and mighty.
So here are some scriptures that reference a few of the things God responds to as Jehovah Jireh. This is only a sampling and by no means as extensive as it should be. But if you want to know him as the one who will see to it, whatever it may be, then practice these. Number one, seek the Lord. Number two, worship the Lord. Number three, yield to the Lord. Four, sacrifice to the Lord. And that doesn't mean burnt offerings today. Number five, obey the Lord. Number six, honor the Lord and others. All these attitudes and actions are things that invite the Lord our provider into the situation. Seek. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Worship. Psalm 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Yield. 2 Chronicles 30:8-9. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if you turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again, come again into the land. But the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and he will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. Romans 6:13. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Sacrifice, Hebrews 13:15-16. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And obey, Acts 5:29-32. And Peter and other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him.
Hallelujah, Lord. The last one is honor. I personally think honor is its currency in the kingdom. 1 Samuel 2:30. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me, for them that honor me will I honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Matthew 15:4. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. 1 Timothy 6:1, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. 2 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. 1 Peter 3:7, likewise you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Revelation 7:11-12. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. So these are a few ways we can invoke the Lord as Jehovah Jireh, the God that will see to it. There are others, but if you will start here with these few things, there's only six. Just start with these six. Start here and make these attributes a lifestyle. You will see the hand of the one who will see to it more and more in your life and in your circumstances. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together tonight. I think we can, I think we'll probably get some freedom. And see more of the Lord, our provider. So pray with me if you will. Father, thank you for showing yourself as my provider.
Father, thank you for showing yourself as my provider.
And my provision.
And my provision.
So many times and in so many ways.
So many times and in so many ways.
Help me realize that Jehovah Jireh.
Help me realize that Jehovah Jireh
is not only with me to meet physical needs.
Is not only with me to meet physical needs.
But emotional and spiritual needs as well.
But emotional and spiritual needs as well.
You are an amazing God.
You are an amazing God.
Forgive me, Lord, for praying prayers of complaint.
Forgive me, Lord, for praying prayers of complaint.
And misery.
And misery.
And accusing you of not being there for me.
Accusing you of not being there for me.
Help me recognize the attitudes.
Help me recognize the attitudes.
And the faithful speech.
And the faithful speech.
That draws a response from you.
Draws a response from you.
Teach me to pray the solution and not the problem.
Teach me to pray the solution and not the problem.
So that the answer comes quickly, Father.
So that the answer comes quickly, Father.
And cannot be denied.
It cannot be denied.
Forgive me, Lord, for not seeking you first in everything.
Forgive me, Lord, for not seeking you first in everything.
I admit I've been working in my own strength many times.
I admit that I've been working in my own strength many times.
In a vain attempt to supply my own needs.
In a vain attempt to supply my own needs.
Lord, I need to seek your guidance.
Lord, I need to seek your guidance.
Even in knowing what it is I truly need.
Even in knowing what it is I truly need.
So that I'm not drawn away by my own lust.
So that I'm not drawn away by my own lust.
And deceived into praying amiss.
And deceived into praying amiss.
I break agreement with self-sufficiency.
I break agreement with self-sufficiency.
And greed.
And greed.
Forgive me, Father, for becoming complacent in worship.
Forgive me, Father, for becoming complacent in worship.
Make me aware of your mighty hand.
Make me aware of your mighty hand.
In every good thing in my life.
In every good thing in my life.
I want to express a heart of gratitude every day.
I want to express a heart of gratitude every day.
I break agreement with complacency.
I break agreement with complacency.
Forgive me, Lord, for resisting rather than yielding.
Forgive me, Lord, for resisting rather than yielding.
Help me give myself to you.
Help me give myself to you.
More and more each day.
More and more each day.
Until I am wholly set apart.
Till I'm wholly set apart.
In every aspect of my being.
In every aspect of my being.
I break agreement with rebellion and stubbornness.
I break agreement with rebellion and stubbornness.
Forgive me for being unwilling to give up my comforts and follow your direction.
Forgive me for being unwilling to give up my comforts and following your direction.
I need to learn to make the sacrifice to praise you.
I need to learn to make the sacrifice to praise you.
At all times.
At all times.
And to prefer others over myself.
And to prefer others over myself.
I break agreement with selfishness.
I break agreement with selfishness.
Forgive me for disobedience, Lord.
Forgive me for disobedience, Lord.
For I want to please you all the time.
For I want to please you all the time.
I break agreement with disobedience.
I break agreement with disobedience.
And I embrace submission to you.
And I embrace submission to you.
Lord, I recognize I've not honored you and others.
Lord, I recognize I've not honored you and others.
In the ways that I should.
In the ways that I should.
And I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
There's been a cycle of disrespect and dishonor in my life.
Been a cycle of disrespect and dishonor in my life.
Towards certain people.
Toward certain people.
And in certain situations.
And in certain situations.
And I want that cycle broken.
And I want that cycle broken.
I break agreement with disrespect and dishonor.
Break agreement with disrespect and dishonor.
Show me, Lord God.
Show me, Lord God.
How to bring honor to you.
How to bring honor to you.
And make your heart glad by honoring your children.
Make your heart glad by honoring your children.
I know that Jehovah Jireh will see to it.
I know that Jehovah Jireh will see to it.
That I am free from these things.
I'm free from these things.
By the blood of Jesus and the power of your Holy Spirit.
The blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah. I just take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever generational cords of iniquity, evil soul ties, and cycles of self-sufficiency, greed, complacency, rebellion, stubbornness, selfishness, disobedience, disrespect, and dishonor. I break that in the name of Jesus. And I send back in the spirit every ungodly thing that attaches itself to you. And I take back for you every godly thing you are meant to have. And I cast out of each of us self-sufficiency, greed, complacency, rebellion, and stubbornness. All of you, get up, get out, and go from every cell in our bodies, every thought in our mind, every emotion in our heart. I cast you to the pit. I cast out selfishness, disobedience, disrespect, and dishonor. Loose God's people now. They broke agreement with you in the name of Jesus. You cannot stay. Everything I have named, I send into the consuming fire of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire. And Father, I just ask that you fill us up, Lord, with your humility, with a deep desire to seek you, to worship you, to obey you, to honor others. Help us, Lord, to develop these attributes that invoke a response from Jehovah Jireh in our lives. In the name of Jesus, fill us up, Lord. If there is any place in me that is unwilling, I am willing to be made willing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen and amen. And if anybody has a comment or a question tonight, please unmute your phone, star 6, unmute your phone. Well, Leah.
Thank you, Lord, for always providing for me and my family. He's always been there for me. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We take the positive action and not the negative passivity. God's right there with us. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
I love the 6 points, and could you go over them? You were kind of fast on some of them. I have seek, worship, sacrifice, and I lost it.
Okay. Seek the Lord. Worship the Lord. Yield to the Lord.
Okay.
Sacrifice to the Lord.
Okay.
Obey the Lord. Honor the Lord and others.
And others. Okay. Thank you so much. That seems quite a lot of lists to accomplish.
Once you get in the practice of it, it's not. It's really simple.
Okay.
It just takes a little discipline. And how do we be disciples without discipline?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Hallelujah.
Perfect. Thank you, Vicki and Phil. Thank you.
Bless you, Nancy. Okay. If there are no other comments or questions tonight, Pastor Phil will feel this word. Close our line.
Praise the Lord.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah. We worship the Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you seal it in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that it becomes more real to us as time passes. That we bring to remembrance those things which need to be brought to remembrance to help us grow in you. For that is our goal, Lord, to honor you in all that we do and say. So we give you honor tonight, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that you encamp your angels around your people this week. Give them a God-filled, glorious week, full of your mercy and grace. And that your angels are around them, leading and guiding and strengthening their walk and giving them the words to say that will edify you, Lord, and them. Hallelujah. And as Aaron blessed the children of Israel in Numbers, the 6th chapter, I bless you now with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and in English. This is how we close our meetings. I close with a blessing. The Bible says, bless and do not curse. God bless you as you receive. Yivarech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yair Adonai panav elecha yifunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Give you shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus. The Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you that it passes all understanding and that we just are in a state of constant joy because of your presence in our lives. We give you honor and glory this evening. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious week in you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us. We will be back here in the morning, 7:15, for the King's Table. Again, this message will be repeated on Friday night at 8:30. We love you all. And to all a good night.
Blessings.
Amen. Amen. Good night. Good night.
Hi. Thank you, Mitch.
Good night, Brother Chesbrook. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Blessings.
Blessings to y'all.